Hello, everyone. My name is Ashley, and if you're new here, I'd like to welcome you to the Christmas Chapters podcast. And those of you who are not new, thanks again for joining me. Each episode here is a new chapter, a small but meaningful piece of a much bigger story, timeless traditions and treasured personal memories. But I'll also be including stories and traditions from friends and people all over. Every chapter brings us closer to what makes this time of year so magical. Speaking of magic, my intention for this episode was to spend some time exploring the parts of my childhood that made simple, everyday things feel magical. I know you immediately think of the holidays when magic is in question, but I'm talking the everyday mundane things, like notes in your lunches from mom or dad, special Sunday morning breakfast with your family, or getting taken out of school for a day with your aunt or uncle, or mom or dad. I wanted to explore the magic from my childhood because I live so much for nostalgia, and I spend a lot of my time revisiting those moments. So I wanted to share my glimmers with you all. And I've also had some great conversations with friends while asking them what theirs were. I also may have been lucky enough to get a line from the big man himself. Santa may have taken some time out of his tropical vacation to speak to me about where his magic started. So, grab your hot cocoa, get cozy, because it's story time. Chapter 2, Magic in the Mundane. I have spent most of my adult life reminiscing about my childhood. I mean, it wasn't glamorous, and I definitely had some dramas, but I can tell you that even as a little girl, I would romanticize about my life. I made going out for a walk an adventure, and I would go rollerblading while looking for new species of animals. I was the baby, but also the only girl sibling. My half-sister was much older and out of the house, but I did spend a lot of time by myself, which taught me to be creative. So one of my magic memories is when I was transitioning to kindergarten from preschool. I struggled with being away from the comfort of my little environment at home. But my grandpa lived with me and told me he would walk me to school and would be there to pick me up with my mom. I felt safe with that, and I loved my wee grandpa. So every morning, he would sit on the couch. Then he would sit me beside him and tap on his knee. Just a few times to signal me to throw my foot up on his lap. He would put my frilly socks on and fold them down perfectly so that they sat under my ankle. Then he put my shoes on and we'd start our walk to school. Now, I know you're probably wondering where the magic is in this moment, but I could claim it all is, and truly it was. But the real magic moment was when we'd be on our way to school. The elementary school that I ended up loving so very much, but as a little kindergartner, I was skeptical. So on our walk there, we would pass by this little old lady's house with the most luscious and tall cedar bushes. My grandpa would reach in and grab a handful and strip the branch of its green. Then he'd put his hands together and he would say, "Here, sniff this. Doesn't it smell like Christmas?" And then he would take a few deep breaths in himself because he couldn't help it. Him making those walks fun and exciting for me, it gave me something to look forward to every day, and it instilled magic in me that I continued for myself even after he had passed. I never thought that I would still remember those walks when I was a 35-year-old. Yet, every time I walk by a cedar bush, I pull on its branches and I strip the leaves. Then I cover my hands, just leaving a crack to smell through. And he was right. It does smell like Christmas. I always think, these experiences that we call magic, they are the heart and soul of a lot of people's childhoods. It's what made them who they are, and it's what set the expectations of how they want to build their lives and families. A friend of mine, Julian, talked to me about his childhood and what gave him those life-building memories.
Hey there, this is Julian, aka that.christmasguy on Instagram. Ashley reached out to me and asked me how my parents made magic for me when I was a kid. First, I had to figure out how I wanted to define magic. And I really came up with two definitions. The first would be having belief in front of disbelief. And for that, I just think of my theater experiences. I was both in theater and would go see theater. And just being able to see things happen on stage and know that they're not actually happening, but believing that they're happening, I feel really put a lot of magic in me. The second definition of magic for me would be more just appreciating the beauty in things. So especially around Christmas time, driving around and looking at Christmas lights, or taking time and just appreciating the family during decorating of the Christmas tree or opening Christmas gifts, or even the beauty of a Christmas song really instills magic. So for me, I think those two are the big things. Can't wait to hear what other people say. Keep up the good work, Ashley, and thank y'all for listening to her.
Now, I'll say, this has got to be the best part of this hobby. I get the pleasure of listening to other people talk about some of their favorite moments. I get a glimpse into what their family was like, how they celebrated events, what their values were, and for someone like me who loves hearing about other people's upbringing and culture, it's appreciated when they share their stories with me. In my previous podcast, I didn't explore that side of things as much as I wanted to. I felt like me asking people about their lives instead of just sending them a question for them to record, answer, and then send back to me. That it was frowned upon, or would look like I was asking too much of a personal question. But I realized that the whole reason I started podcasting was to hear other people's stories and incorporate them into my experiences, so that we could all feel connected and not alone. What I ended up finding out was that people loved sharing their stories just as much as I loved hearing them. So I will always now, unapologetically, have full conversations with my guests so that I can stay true to what I value and what people love coming here to listen to. Back to the magic. I'd like to talk about something that was a simplistic, everyday magic to me. And as is relevant to our timing here in Canada, I think others will also resonate with this as well. In Canada, we have about 3 to 4 months of the year that we actually get summer, true sunshine and sunlight for more than 12 hours a day. As an adult, I care more about the sun and the warmth, but as a kid, I cared more about the freedom. You know, the freedom that came with summer vacation. No school for 2 months, no wake-up calls, and I could see my friends from outside of school so much more. The magic wasn't in one specific memory, but all these little individual moments that I still so strongly relive. The start of the summer for us is May 2-4 weekend, or Queen Victoria Day. Although school for us is usually still in session, this is when cottages are typically open and trailer parks welcome their campers back, and this is when families spend their weekends glorifying their backyards to become their own private oases. It's when the kids would start to get excited for their summer vacation. And to be honest, I feel sorry for anyone who has to teach a kid at the end of school. I know that's why every day or every other day is a movie day or a popsicle day. You can't keep them reeled in once the first long weekend of summer comes. Summers to me were always bike riding to other neighboring kids' houses or to our school to meet the camps that would use the school grounds as their general meeting area. But we would join them as if we were one of their paying participants. We were just menacing kids, adding more numbers to their already overpopulated city-controlled camps. We also had something called Thompson Park, which was a large city-run park that would have Canada Day celebrations, and the local politicians would sponsor the markets and the food trucks and the performance stage. But they would also have volunteers that go out early in the morning of Canada Day, stick a mini Canada flag at the end of your driveway, obviously with a small advertising part on it because nothing's for free. But we would get up early, collect all the surrounding ones because there was 3 of us and we needed more than just one. Looking back on this now, wasn't really a great neighborly practice, but the people who we took them from were usually the older folks who would wave at us when we did it. And I think they looked forward to seeing us get up early and collect them just as much as we enjoyed sticking them in our bike helmets and riding really fast to see them catch some wind. We were extremely fortunate also to have a beautiful backyard with a gorgeous in-ground pool, so we spent most of our days at that pool. Well, at least I know I did. I loved getting up in the morning, throwing on my bathing suit, and just jumping in the pool first thing. My mom would come out and make some sandwiches and throw some fruit out, but mostly it was just me out there with my friends, or my sister would be there with my niece and nephew, who were close in age to me. So when I think of summers, I think of the days out there just soaking up all the fun I could each and every single day of the summer. We were also a part of the firefighter community because my father was one. So in the summers, they would have what they call their fireman's picnic. So we'd all head out to one part of Toronto that does not truly feel like Toronto, because it's on an island across the harbor in Lake Ontario. We had special races and prizes, hot dogs and hamburgers, all made by the firefighters and the local union. We got special shirts that we got to wear all day, and it pointed out that we were part of that group. There's a mini amusement park on the island as well. It's called Centerville, and it was one of the main reasons that we went there. After all the prizes and events, we spent the day on the rides. The infamous log ride is what we spent our hours lining up on and then continuously riding, because it was the one that you could get soaked on, and as kids, apparently we loved that. I loved spending my day there. It felt so special, and my family would be together. We got to celebrate my dad for having the coolest job, and all the other firefighters who risked their lives to keep the city safe. I was a proud daughter of my father, ever since I could walk and talk. I love these memories so much that I go back every summer. Even though they've moved the picnic to a bigger amusement park in Toronto, I still go back to the Toronto Islands every year to get that hit of nostalgia and to really enjoy that part of Toronto that made me fall in love with being downtown. My friend Anthony from Tis a Podcast also has some very special everyday moments, but some very special holiday ones that he remembers from his childhood. And I think these are moments that he would love to recreate one day for his kids. These are the things that our parents probably never thought that we would remember growing up, but then it ended up shaping who we are because of it.
Hey y'all, it's Anthony from Tis a Podcast, the podcast that's determined to keep the Christmas spirit alive 365 days per year. Ashley asked me to make a little recording talking about who started the magic in my life. And anybody who listens to my show knows that my parents put the holiday magic into my life. It's because of them I'm so obsessed with Christmas and Halloween nowadays, why I decorate for Halloween right after the 4th of July and Christmas right on November 1st. They made the holidays so special for me growing up and really were the real life versions of Santa and Mrs. Claus in the way that they raised me and my sister. But what a lot of people don't know is my parents made my whole childhood magical. A lot of people know that I am obsessed with Harry Potter. I grew up with Harry Potter. But my parents facilitated a lot of that magic for me. They took me to the midnight book debuts. They waited online with me for hours back in the day before you could reserve seating at the movie theater. They would wait with me to see the movie at midnight, from like 3 p.m. to make sure we got good seats. They let me skip school to see the newest Batman movie or Star Wars movie. They just really gave me and my sister a magical childhood all around. Took us on family vacations to Disney World and Universal Studios. They did everything for us and really set an example and set the bar for me in terms of how to parent and what I want to do for my own kids one day. I want to give my future children the same magical childhood that my parents gave me. And I will always be grateful to my parents and always remember everything they've ever done for us. So, yeah, parents in general are pretty magical.
So, of course, I've saved the holiday magic for last. And this wouldn't be a Christmas podcast if I didn't have some pretty amazing holiday magic moments. But in all honesty, I couldn't think of just one thing to share with you. I have so many memories from the holiday seasons from the past. But I can tell you what the common denominator was of all of these memories. It was being with family. I loved having everyone together because we didn't get enough time together as family. With 3 kids and multiple sports, and having a father who worked two jobs with shift work. But the one true gift of magic that my parents provided me was allowing me to continue my belief in Santa for as long as I wanted to. They never gave me a talk. They never made it feel like I was odd for believing in Santa. I never cared that kids at school would talk about it or that my brothers teased me about it because I was a true believer and I knew the spirit of Santa Claus was real and I couldn't be swayed. This was the best gift of magic because it's the gift of believing, and I think that's the most rewarding holiday magic that they could have instilled in me. Christmas really is all about the spirit of kindness, selflessness, and who better to talk to us about this than Santa himself. I was lucky to catch him on his summer vacation, but I know I get him back in November so we can sit and chat about the fun things that he has planned for the holiday season and some more of his favorite Christmas memories. Santa C is really a great advocate for the true gift of Christmas. He embodies the warmth, generosity, and timeless joy that makes the season so special. From his heartwarming tales of giving to his deep-rooted belief in the magic of togetherness, Santa C reminds us that the true treasures of Christmas can't be wrapped. They're felt in the love that we share and the memories that we create.
Oh, oh, oh. Well, hello there, my friend. Don't mind me. I'm just hanging out at the beach today. But I'm so glad that you and I have had the chance to talk today. Ah, that's a beautiful question. Who started the magic for me? Well, long before there were sleigh bells and reindeer, before letters piled high from children all around the world, there was a moment, a small one, really. Someone once upon a time showed me kindness. It wasn't the gift that stayed with me, it was the feeling. That quiet, glowing kind of magic that comes from knowing someone cares. That's what lit the first spark. Oh, and who made me believe in the magic of Christmas? Well, everyone did. All of you who give without asking, who sing even when no one's listening, who stay up late wrapping gifts just to see someone smile. The magic of Christmas isn't mine alone, you know. It's passed from hand to hand and heart to heart. You've carried it all this time, but I just help it along. Ho, 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 ho. Thanks again for the chat today. I should get back to the volleyball game. Blitzen is really competitive, you know. Ho, 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 ho.
Pretty awesome, right? Remember to keep your eyes peeled for our episode in November. This episode was an important one for me, if you couldn't tell. I'm a perpetual nostalgia seeker, and I relive so many of my magic moments on a daily basis. I wanted to put some of them out there for others to compare to theirs, or just to connect with. With Leon Day coming up, I'm hoping to hear from some of you in response to this episode. It'd be a good reason to reminisce about the good old days. That's if you need a reason to. That's a wrap on today's Christmas chapter. Keep the spirit alive and remember, every chapter is better when shared. See you next time, and until then, stay merry and bright.